graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Get comfortable with Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
Oh, yeah. It's time for Riled Up. We do it every day at 1 o'clock on the Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez Midday Show. And you leave your messages, and then we find the best of the best. So let's get right to the business.
Am I riled up? Let's see. I spent $600 between two mother tickets to a Sunday night game where a team didn't even show up to play. Within the first 5 minutes, we should have been up 7-0 with that 6-6 that we missed. It was the most lackluster defensive effort I've ever seen.
I know. You know, it was a shame. I kept going back to that play. How one play like that changes things, right?
Which one are you talking about?
It's a shame because the Grugier Hill.
Oh, yeah. He had a cast on his hand.
I know, but still, you should still catch it at all.
Catch it with your body a little bit. Because that would have changed everything.
Shame.
Right?
No, I'm just saying. It's just that was just
shame. You're dead right. What's next?
I don't want to hear Mulligan here. I want Jim Schwartz up out of his chair, and I want him to out of here today. If you want to be a new norm, if you want to be a gold standard, you don't tolerate this half-ass defense. They gave up 500 yards in the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl by sheer luck, by Nick Foles playing out of his damn mind. Get Jim Schwartz the fuck up and get him the fuck out of here.
Wow. I'd say the venom is still pretty apparent. What do you think? Oh, man. If we did a Twitter poll right now, and I'm not suggesting we do, it would be 90% to 10% to can Schwartz this very day.
Yeah, well, you know, again, here's the thing. We don't jive with his style of defense.
Mm-hmm.
We don't jive with a defense that doesn't blitz. I'm not saying it's just one philosophy. And that whole let's play the sticks, people hate that.
Yeah. Rightfully so.
See, that's actually not true. The Twitter poll, I put one out yesterday regarding it. 58% said yes, they would fire Jim Schwartz this minute.
That's it?
This was yesterday.
Wow. I'm stunned by that. I would think that people are ready to pull the trigger at this very moment. Because I think you're right, Ant. It's just not the DNA of the Philadelphia fan to sit back. We've never sat back in a day in our lives.
I hate to say it, because I've been right with you with Foles. So I wanted to be patient, you know, let him progress. I think we've all hoped to be quicker. But with Butler coming on board, I just want what's best for the team now. I want McConnell being a backup point guard and us just start humming along and not, you know, having this Foles experiment. I kind of just, I'm at that point. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I get you. I'm with you. What I would do now, though, is I'd make him, try to make him the star of the second unit.
Foles.
Yeah.
Build up some value and then maybe move them.
I'm a 75-year-old diehard Eagles fan from 1960, and I can't understand why million-dollar players are acting like they're playing sandlot football when they score a touchdown and they make fools of themselves celebrating like the game was over when there's a lot of time left on the clock. The Eagles need to get their ass kicked by their coaches, okay?
A little bit of an okay mentality.
Hey, forget about that. And forget about my man. My man, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
I see a lot of over-celebrating, premature celebrating. Stop with it. You know what? Go win a flipping game. Play a complete game and win it. Stop with the over-celebrating. They do over-celebrate. Celebrate everything.
This isn't to be a downer or to be negative, but I just cannot wait for Wednesday night. When Jimmy Butler gets here, so we can put away this Markelle Fultz thing. I just think he's done. In my mind, he's almost not even on the team. He's going to come off the bench. He's going to score 5-6 points. I'm so sick and tired of talking about it and hearing about it on the radio, on different shows. I mean, I just cannot wait. Have the big three, baby. Big three, Philly.
Well, that's the thing. That's one of those things that people keep, we keep going back and forth. We end up back on that he's going to be a bust and all that more often than we end up on, well, he's starting to show a little progress. But every once in a while, he does show you a little progress. Everything else, do you feel like his game is fine just with the exception of shooting, which is a key component, obviously? Like his handle, his ability to get to the basket, his ability to defend is all there.
It doesn't, none of it matters if he can't shoot.
Yeah, I know. Ben can't shoot, that doesn't matter.
He's different.
I mean, that's different. I get it. But
he's different because he gets to the rim at will and he'll flush it on you. He's a completely gifted passer and everything else. No, he's got to shoot.
Turn the ball over. I mean, he does some things well, right?
Got to shoot. Yes, he does. He does.
But for this team, he needs to shoot.
Right. Just got to shoot.
That's the sound of me watching Markel Fultz do a double pump fake at the line. I hate to hate, but it's crazy what's happening.
Yeah. It's like a dry heave. That's what it felt like.
I know.
It was awful. I can't, people keep posting it, and I can't get away from it. Matter of fact, as soon as I just scroll right now, another guy posted on Facebook, and I got to watch this again. And everybody, I mean, he almost blew out three guys' Achilles tendon trying to stay out of the lane violation on the foul shot, right? Everybody, what are you doing to us, dude? Sheesh.
Been calling since week two about DeFilippo and Frank Reich. They were here last year. I'm not saying they were calling the game, but they were keeping Doug from making stupid calls and showing Doug how to adjust. It's pretty obvious. He doesn't have that this year. He doesn't know how to adjust. He never sits there and says it's coaching. He won't say it's a scheme. He won't say it's the players. But one thing he never says, it's the coaching. And we all know that's the case.
He's the guy that's saying, I called the right play. It's execution. Right? Guys need to execute better.
Let me ask you a question because it's a is it not fair? I had a buddy of mine say about the field goal. Hey, how about you kick the three? Now it works for him going for the sevens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fourth and one, fourth and two, fourth and three. You had a lot of success. A lot of people follow, copycat him. And in those fourth and short moments, they go for it.
Last year it worked.
Should you be malleable and look at your team? And
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Is it wrong?
No, you know that. You know the answer to that. Don't say you don't know. You know that. You're being disingenuous with me.
I'm not being disingenuous.
Yes, you are. You know he shouldn't have gone for it. It's a 3-0 game. Just get something on the board.
Yeah. All right, but again, here he is, and he's had success going fourth and short.
Well, there wasn't even a contemplation.
I would have preferred a different play. I'm not going to lie to you there.
Yeah, in hindsight, obviously, the play call was bad.
Well,
I
don't like the play call anyway because you're running it for a yard and a half with Josh Adams.
Yeah, and you're taking the ball out of your best player's hands, and Carson Wentz is handing it off. That's the silly part.
But is it fair, though? That's my question.
It is fair. I think it's fair.
Fire Jim Schwartz now. 3rd and 15, and you're on the screenplay. Everybody knows it's coming, and you give up the first down. Are you kidding me? He is terrible, playing 10 yards off every receiver on every play. Doesn't blitz. Get rid of him now.
Well, there's one of the guys that voted in your 58%, Andrew.
So you were shocked, Andrew, that the poll was that low?
I was.
Yeah, I was. Well, it was the day after the game, so reactionary. You would think an overreaction, 90% say, fire Jim Schwartz. 58-42 is pretty close.
Yeah, it is.
Ah.
I mean, and this town, they love that. They want to put, they want to have a body.
Yeah, they want to have a body.
Yeah,
that's a great line. This town, they want to have a body.
Yeah, you want to have a body to show for your failures.
Yeah, but, again, they won the Super Bowl, so 58.
Yeah, and they know that a lot of the guys are injured in the secondaries, especially. People
Correct.
Know that, but the fact that it was 58, I thought that was pretty low.
All right, I don't know. What's Ty say?
Get him out. Ty said, get him out of here.
Hot, stinky, trash. No excuses. The Eagles are trash. I can't do it no more. I'm going to watch him because I'm a diehard, but this is trash. And the defense coordinator, after the season, needs to walk away. Can't do it midseason, but after the season, 3rd-15, 4th-15, it needs to stop.
Wow.
See, I think that's a little trash juice. Well, is that not overly harsh?
Well, here's the thing, though. The problem is that he hasn't learned anything.
Trash? The Eagles aren't trash.
They're getting close. They're on their way to the dumpster. You know, the stupid meme of the dumpster floating down the river.
I can't put him in the bags there.
No, you're not going there yet. I refuse to give up on the season wholeheartedly. Are you up against it? Yeah.
I do, too.
But pre-Thanksgiving?
Exactly.
I can't throw in the towel.
This division blows. There's still a shot. Is there not?
But you play Washington twice.
That's my point.
The problem is this, though, Ant. Washington doesn't have a first-place schedule. Eagles still got to play the Rams, the Saints.
And the Texans.
And the Texans.
Yeah, I know.
Not to mention they got to play the Cowboys again.
I would be supremely disappointed if they don't make the playoffs.
Well.
I mean, like, seriously.
Start preparing yourself.
That's a colossal disappointment.
Uh-huh. After a Super Bowl and the new norm? That might have been a misstep by Doug saying that, huh?
The new norm?
Yeah.
On the text board. You want an ugly one on the text board?
Yeah, give me one.
All right, here's an ugly one.
This is a riled up on the text board. I love
it. Yes, this is an ugly one on the text board. When I look back at this train wreck of a season, I can't get the image of Dougie P on his magical book tour right up to the start of the season. He loses Reich and DeFilippo, and his priorities the book tour. He set the tone. Nah, it's unfair, but...
Yeah, that's the way a guy feels, though.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's got me riled up. It's something that no one's looking at. It's the biggest source of the problem on offense for this team. I call it the Peterson pattern. It's first down play calling. You guys realize that of all their first down plays in games like this that they lose, they call pass plays on first down 90% of the time. And you know what percentage of that time that those pass plays are successful? 10%.
Well, I mean, some of them might be RPOs, which I'm happy with getting rid of. Like, you could scale back the RPOs.
Yeah, maybe we could grab a black Sharpie and, like, black all those ones out on that.
Well, let's scale back on that. How about, here's a novel idea. How about we go let Carson loose? I don't mind pass plays. I look at those running backs, and I want to throw, too. But I want to throw down the field.
You're right.
How about you let Carson loose?
It's really hard to watch Markelle Fultz on the offensive end, man. He is so timid, and his man just double-teams the bead, and it just messes the whole flow of the team up on offense. I really hope we can trade him and get some value and get a power forward who can shoot or something to help round this team out.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, just answer the question, what would you give up right now for Markelle Fultz?
Yeah, nothing. He has no value right now. I mean, maybe a little bit, but only for a team that wants to dump. But you're not going to get anything in return for them that's worth it.
No.
You're better off keeping them, trying to develop them, and flip them later.
Yes.
Or if he can show you real value, then he's showing you value and he's an asset.
Right.
I think we just have to get our expectations in order with this kid.
Yeah, no, that's a big problem. It's a big problem. Every time I get sick to my stomach every time I watch him.
Yeah. It's tough. Tough on the eyes.
You're not the kid I saw in Washington. You're not that kid.
And you're not the kid we hoped you were going to be to play alongside Ben. That's the real thing.
I know, but look, they got Jimmy Butler, so.
Yeah, one step forward.
They were star hunting, and they bagged one.
They did bag one. Maybe Brett was right all along. It just was a delayed response to star hunt. Yeah?
Yo, I'm riled up. They should send Fultz back to Washington. He's still got 3 years of eligibility. What do you think, Bo?
If they only could.
I love it. I'd send him back today.
You send him right back?
Right back to it. And that's how this whole thing should work. They should use college.
To ship him back?
As a...
minor league?
Yes.
Well, they're going to use the G League.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'd rather use college.
I know, because it'll make the college game better again.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got guys coming. The pro season, they're not going anywhere.
By the way, here's the kicker.
Let's ship Job back down to Duke.
Markel, you got to go back to class, too.
Oh, man. Do you think he went the first time? He was there in 1 year. And he knew he was going for 1 year. You don't go to class for the 1 year. You just go in there to play basketball, and that's it. You leave it at that.
You just saw it. The free throw heard around the world. Markel Fultz bust.
I'm not ready to go all the way there yet. You ready to go full-blown bust?
We just got done talking about how I'm sick to my stomach, so I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you can't go there yet.
I mean, we all know kind of how we all feel the same way, don't we?
Yeah. And we think it's leaning in that. Some people are convinced it's a foregone conclusion. I'm not there.
Good.
There's still hope for the kid. I hold out hope for the kid.
All right.
You don't?
Listen, I'm just at this point.
You forlorn.
Yeah, when it comes to him, I'm just happy they got Jimmy Butler. So I
leave it at that. Right?
Let him play the second unit, man. I'm done with him in
starters
right now. Yeah.
All right, this is the last one, Ant. Brace yourself.
All right.
All right.
Can we stop with this Carson Wentz MVP garbage? I don't care how many stats you put up if it ain't in the win column. It's funny how you guys don't want to blame this guy for anything, and he's supposed to be the leader of this team. Every time Wentz has a chance to win or tie in the fourth quarter, loss, it's Jim Schwartz's fault. Loss, Carson doesn't have any weapons. Loss, it's WP's fault. Let's stop and think for a second. Maybe Carson Wentz just doesn't have that Kobe-like killer instinct in the fourth quarter. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. You shouldn't even have a telephone, sir.
I don't know what to say, so whatever. I mean, seriously, if you on that third and two, if you thought that was Wentz's fault on the screen that wasn't blocked, then go ahead, blame Wentz. I don't know. Okay, go back, bring five back, and let him throw up all over you.
I would say no.
Is that what you want? I mean, what do you want me to say? You're right. Like, he didn't win. He didn't win. That third and two, man, that was all Carson throwing the ball right to on the screen pass. I know it was his fault.
There it is. That's riled up.
I will say this. He was terrible in the first half. So, I mean, yeah. You know.
They looked all out of sync.
Yeah. But I don't think
didn't help.
I don't think he's the problem. If you think he's the problem, then, you know, we got really nothing to talk about.
Riled Up brought to you by Riley Sales. You riled up, get comfortable with Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros that will get the job done right. Hit the Riled Up line tonight. Hit it at 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there.